Things to Make and Do, Fun Stuff, Rhyme Time, by Jessica Swaim. The name of each item in the left column rhymes with the name of an animal or insect in the right column. How fast can you find the rhymes? These are the pictures. A, a bat. B, a bee. C, a skunk. D, butterfly. E, kangaroo. F, deer. G, frog. H, peacock. On the left are the items that rhyme with the pictures. 1, a shoe. What does that rhyme with? Kangaroo, E. 2, clock. And that rhymes with peacock, H. 3, ear. And that rhymes with deer, F. 4, pie. And that rhymes with butterfly, D. 5, key. That rhymes with B, B. 6, hat. And that rhymes with bat, A. 7, log. And that rhymes with frog, G. 8, trunk. That rhymes with skunk, C. Fun Stuff, My Gospel Standards. Learning and remembering My Gospel Standards, located on the back cover of the Faith in God guidebook, will help you to choose the right. Read the statements listed below. Next to each statement, check true if it is part of My Gospel Standards, and check false if it is not. Once you have completed this, write down the numbers of the statements marked true in order in the blanks in the scripture reference below. For example, if number 1 is true, write 1 in the first blank. Look up the scripture references to learn some important messages about choosing the right. I will give the scripture references so you can look these up, and then we'll take the test. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 12. Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. Moroni, chapter 7, verse 19. First question. I will choose the right. I know I can repent when I make a mistake. True or false? True. 2. I will dress modestly to show respect for Heavenly Father and myself. True or false? True. 3. I will sleep in late every day and eat foods that are bad for me. True or false? False. 4. I will seek good friends and treat others kindly. True or false? True. 5. I will remember my baptismal covenant and listen to the Holy Ghost. True or false? True. 6. I will attend church only on Easter and Christmas. True or false? False. 7. I will do those things on the Sabbath that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. True or false? True. 8. I will cheat only if it's for an important test. True or false? False. 9. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. True or false? True. 10. I will be mean to my brother or sister and not obey my parents. True or false? False. End of My Gospel Standards test. Conference squares. This is an activity you will probably need a little assistance on. A listening activity by Callie Byes and Monica Weeks. General conference is a special time of year when we can hear the words of the prophet and other church leaders. To help you listen to the conference messages, do this activity with your family. Carefully remove these two pages from the magazine. If more than two game cards are needed, copy one of the pages. Mount the pages on heavy paper and cut out the game cards. When you hear a speaker say one of the words in the boxes, cover that box with a bean, button, piece of candy, or coin. When each session of conference ends, uncover any covered boxes one at a time and tell your family what you have learned about the covered words. Alternate version. Instead of making individual playing cards, have the whole family play on one game board with different colored markers for each person. When one of the words is mentioned, the first person to put a marker on it wins the spot. Whoever has put down the most markers by the end of the conference session is the winner. There are squares which are broken up into 16 individual squares. Going across horizontally is a picture of President Hinckley, someone bearing their testimony, a heart with love written underneath, someone saying a prayer, a picture of Heavenly Father and Jesus. It's captioned Heavenly Father. A picture of the sacrament trays on the next row down, going across horizontally, with the word sacrament underneath. Then a picture of someone being baptized, with baptism underneath. Then a picture of a temple, with the word temple. Then a picture of missionaries, with the word missionaries under. Then a picture of the Liahona, with the word faith underneath. On the next row, a picture of Joseph Smith with the word Joseph Smith underneath. Then a picture of a family gathered together, a captioned the Sabbath day. The next one, a picture of the Savior, captioned Jesus Christ. The next one, the Book of Mormon with the Book of Mormon written underneath. The next one shows a picture of someone receiving a blessing, captioned priesthood. The next one shows a picture of the prodigal son being embraced by his father. The caption on that is forgiveness. The next one has the words, the Holy Ghost. The next one shows a picture of several prophets, including Joseph Smith and President Hinckley, and it's captioned prophets. The next one shows a man kneeling down praying, captioned repentance. The last one shows a picture of some food that is good, and it says the word of wisdom. End of conference squares. Home page. Like Kurt discovers in No Candy for Easter, pages 4-6, the best gift you can share is the gospel. First, choose someone with whom you'd like to share your testimony. Your family may want to help you choose someone during family home evening. Write the things you know to be true and the things you are grateful for on slips of paper. Fold the slips, put them inside plastic eggs, and put the eggs in an Easter basket along with a batch of spring basket cookies. To learn how to make your own basket, see May Basket, Friend, May 2003, page 48. Alternate idea. Use the egg pattern on this page to make an egg-shaped card. Write your testimony on the card and give it to a family member or friend. This all is captioned Testimony Easter Eggs. Easter is a time to remember the atonement of Jesus Christ. We can show gratitude for this priceless gift by sharing special gifts with others. There is a recipe for spring basket cookies. 1 cup butter or margarine. 1/2 cup firmly packed brown sugar. 2 eggs separated. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 2 cups flour. 1 teaspoon salt. 3 cups crushed peanuts. 2 cups pastel-colored chocolate candies. Vanilla frosting. 2 cups confectioner's sugar. 3 tablespoons margarine, softened. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 2 to 4 tablespoons of milk. 1. Blend the butter and brown sugar in a bowl. Crack the eggs into another bowl, keeping the yolks separate from the whites. Beat the egg whites slightly and set them aside. Stir the egg yolks into the butter mixture and add the vanilla. Sift the flour and salt into the mixture and stir well. Chill dough for 30 minutes. 2. Place the peanuts between pieces of waxed paper and crush with a rolling pin. Pour the crushed peanuts onto a plate. 3. Roll the chilled dough into 1-inch balls and dip them into the slightly beaten egg whites. Then coat them with crushed peanuts. 4. Place the balls of dough on an ungreased cookie sheet and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees centigrade, for 5 minutes. Remove the cookies from the oven. Press your thumb gently into the center of each cookie to make an indentation, and then bake them for 5 more minutes. Place the cookies on wire racks to cool. 5. For the frosting, blend together the sugar, margarine, and vanilla in a small mixing bowl. Add the milk as needed. Frost the center of each cookie and place 2 pastel-colored candies on each one. Makes 2 dozen cookies. End of Things to Make and Do.
This concludes the Friend Magazine for April 2004. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, at the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, and in Provo at the Motion Picture Studio. Read by Michelle Visaraga, David Shaw, and Sharon Cruiser. March 2004.